This is all part of the
Bill, I just want to be clear. You are moving to amend the minutes to indicate that Kevin White was present for the meeting on November the 9th?
No, was excused. I moved to excuse him for November 9th and the delegates meeting and November 16th, and so indicate in the minutes for those meetings. You want me to write that down?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to excuse those two.
Okay.
Which I would like already
while you're doing that, I am going to go to public comment. And I'm going to, because this is a continuation meeting and we don't normally have public comment, how many minutes will you need to say what you want to say, Teresa?
1 minute.
Okay. I've forgotten your name. I'm sorry.
My name's Pat.
Pat, how long will you need? How long will you need?
Three.
3 minutes. Alon, how long will you need? One. Dwayne?
Five.
Okay. And Venetia? Okay. I'm going to hold you all to that. And Nancy, how long will you need? Okay. Okay. Teresa, you will go first. Pat, you will go second. Alon, third. Dwayne, fourth, Venetia, fifth, and Nancy, sixth.
I've been working with Pacifica for over 15 years,
please.
Off and on, and I've conducted a lot of meetings. I want you to know that at the last affiliate task force meeting, which we are trying very hard to schedule around all of the national board meetings, it took us an hour and 40 minutes to do the roll call because of, I know at least one person in this meeting wouldn't allow us to do the roll call. So I want you to understand there's some hanky-panky around the meetings, and it's very frustrating for some people, not only for Cliff, but for also Kevin White. You know, and I want you to say, I also want you to know that the meeting on November 9th was after November the 8th. What happened on November the 8th? A lot of people here work 13-hour days because that was election day. So it was a tough day for a lot of people. And I can maybe imagine why he might have been frustrated. And on November 16th, I tried very hard to schedule outreach and development on that meeting, attended Power Tools that day, and I don't know why, but the chair decided to schedule an LSB meeting on that same day, when I'm trying to do development, on the last day of our development director there. So I just want you to know that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. A lot of people are trying to do right here, so I hope you'll excuse some absences.
Pat?
Yes, I don't have a horse in this race because I'm not on the board. However, I am a member of KPFT, and I do volunteer down there quite a bit being on the prison show. I want to say I am appalled tonight. I am seriously appalled at the attacks that people are directing towards each other. This is ridiculous. All of us are well over children's age. I would say our average age is 50 in here. And I think it's high time that we start treating people with respect. This is a man, and I can't say that I know him. But you don't even give him a chance to have 5 minutes to explain himself? This is ridiculous. I don't know Mr. White, and I don't know the circumstances, but I do know when a man is sitting here trying to articulate what happened to him, you ought to have the decency not to laugh at him, not to have side conversations, and not to tell him to be quiet. And I want this to go on record. Y'all represent Pacifica. You don't represent each other. You represent a station that founded itself on peace. And this is not peaceful. This is ridiculous. And this is not the first time it's happened, but it's the worst that it's happened. I don't know who elected people to be the chair or whatever, but the word is not dictator. And I understand your need for going through rules and following protocol. But when you sit up there and don't say, oh no, I don't, you know, you can't talk. This is more than ridiculous, and you know that if your children did it at the dinner table, you'd send them to the room. I cannot believe if the listeners knew. I think all the listeners ought to get a hold of this meeting tonight, because it is more than ridiculous. How dare y'all be rude to this man?
I'm sorry, used to it though.
No, he shouldn't be used to it, because he's a human being, and you treated him less than you'd treat a dog tonight.
No, that's not fair.
I don't ever expect to attend another meeting like this again, and I'll be at all the meetings most likely. But this is more than ridiculous, and I hope you put it on your record, and I hope you go home tonight knowing how ridiculous it is.
Okay. Alon.
Yes.
My comment is that we've gone through an entire hour just trying to approve the minutes, which we don't even have with us. And more important business is going down. For example, one of the states in this union, I think it's New Hampshire, is now getting rid of FM radio. They're going over to digital audio, they call it. So anyway, it just seems that things are completely out of proportion here. As far as the absence of Cliff and being voting on whether this should be accepted or not and so forth, it even brings this into the question of the turbulence and precedence and the Roberts rules and all that, is that we are voting on accepting this or not with a new board doing the voting, whereas the people who approved that meeting's existence are no longer on the board. So, you know, there's who gets to vote, you know. So we who are now no longer on the board are actually the ones who approved or disapproved of someone's presence or absence. That's it.
Venetia?
So I just want to let you all know about this thing happening on the 20th when he will be inaugurated, right? So there's a rally happening at 1 p.m. in Houston. We're going to meet at Herman Square Park, and there's actually a parade permit for this rally, so it's going to be really awesome. You know, if you do come, please come. Bring, like, instruments, drums. It's going to be as loud as we want because we have a parade permit. So please come. And if you want more information, I can give it to you easily, and you can find it on Facebook. And I want to reiterate what Alon said is, you know, if you weren't at the meeting, you should probably abstain from voting. So that's it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Grand Lark.
One more thing, the live stream seems to be working, so.
What?
You hear
what you said?
Live streaming.
What?
It's live streaming.
You've
been streaming
the world,
man. First off, the issue of absences and the issue of legitimate and illegitimate meetings. I've said this before. The techniques didn't work. You can't boycott a meeting and then go back and try to delegitimize the meeting because you chose not to attend it. You can't just throw out aspersions about people's intentions and don't have proof. But as it relates to Kevin White, the difference between this gentleman and Kevin White's situation is very obvious. This gentleman had no control. So how are you going to compare an apple with an orange to fit the scheme of things that you accuse other people of doing? It's obvious what you're doing. Someone who's locked up on that without their own will, who can't ask for an excused absence, and some arrogant body who fought to get on the board, but just like this meeting, out of the last 7 months, he's attended only 3 months of meetings. He's been absent 4 out of the 7 months, and you are arguing about keeping him on the board. A gentleman that would do something like this around the internet, this wonderful, hardworking woman here,
He would call her old truck driver, all nasty stuff that he sends out in emails across this nation, talking about representing this body. Kevin White is one of the most effusive, one of the most dastard persons that could ever serve on this board. And I don't say that with any ill intent. I've witnessed, I've fought his venom. I'm inoculated from it. In fact, I'm inoculated from all y'all's venom. But nevertheless, I'm simply saying to you, you showing your own selves when you sit here and spend an hour trying to compare his situation with Kevin. And Kevin has consistently, those of you who hang with him, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Because he's a disgrace to himself and a disgrace to you. But you're so blind, you need the votes. So it doesn't matter. It's about the votes. You're talking about being fair, Bill. I have a lot of respect for you, but what you've been doing lately, it's off the chain. But I understand it. Some of you have no shame. Now, as it relates to Kevin White, on December 1st, Kevin White wrote nasty emails. Can we move the meeting? I'm going to be in New Orleans on December 14th for business. Never asked for an excused absence. Just sending out nasty emails on this train. He had 5 days of emails. Check it yourself. He never asked for an excused absence because he don't care. He takes this body not seriously. That's why he's not here tonight. And I'll close by saying some of you have shown you may not have what it takes. Because if you already complain there's too many meetings, this chair, I've heard the expressions, and I can't respond like I want to, but the fact of the matter is, yes, I call 7 meetings, Miss Tracy, in 4 months, because I take this business very seriously. And if the others who were on the board at the time didn't take it seriously, if they thought they was going to stop us from doing the work that was laid out, this chair was not going to leave work undone. Now, you got a job done, do what we did, but we got it done. And that's a testament to managing the floor properly and getting things through. But as far as allowing this man to do what he does, this man, who's one of the hardest working PNB members, one of the hardest working KPFT members, co-chair of the National, and I hear some of you, the way that you treat her, the way you disrespect her, and I, as a black American, I often say it to myself, how can folk who only speak one language, fat bam, always complaining about, I can't understand what you're saying when a person speaks 2 or 3 languages.
Just keeping time.
The fact that you can understand what you're saying, you're just using it as an expression. Because some of you in different geographical areas can't understand what each other's saying. But the bottom line here is, you're right, sister. But you see, the shoe fits a different way when you're on that side than over here. Now, I'm going to leave it at that. And just say that what's important here tonight is how you make a moral decision and how you make moral calculations on a man who's arrogant, effusive, nasty, disrespected, even among you he disrespected. But yet you're going to compare him to a man who was locked up off his own will, who couldn't ask for an excuse, to a man who arrogantly just simply won't ask for an excuse after. And yet you want to make excuses for him and try to compare him to this honorable man. It's a disgrace that you're displaying.
Okay. Nancy, did you say 1 minute?
No.
Okay. 3 minutes?
I believe that development meeting was supposed to end at 7:30. That would have given you and Bill enough time to get there. But y'all went on to 8, you know. It really is not really debatable. Okay, we had Martin Luther. Oh, first thing, most important. Today I heard on the air from one of our paid staff that we need money. Send us money. We need money for a generator. Last year our generator was stolen. And I went, they didn't replace it yet. This is very important equipment if we have a storm or something. So, board, ask your general manager, what happened? I thought he bought it a long time ago when it got stolen. We need that. Number two, we had in the outreach committee, Teresa asked all the committee members to let Alexander Hunter to have full control over the flyer for the MLK parade, and Venetia said, well, at least let us check it. Let us see it, you know. Anyway, there was no... We finally got something from Alexandra, and it had mistakes. I just sent it to her. But what she made was, I think, the best she could do. And on the website, all the programmers' names have been plucked out. So you just see, you know, program names and the play, hit play, and you can hear it. We used to have on the website the description of the shows and the programmer's name. Okay, since 2015, our general manager has taken all of the programmers, except for 20. So out of 80 shows, he let 20 with their names on there. But the others were all removed. Even Cliff's name is not on the show. And I think this is very hurtful and disrespectful. And last year in the outreach committee, we agreed without any objection. Next program guide, we're going to have a description with the programmers' names on it.
One minute.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So we already decided, I mean, even Teresa. So why? Who paid for this? Who let it get printed without the programmer's name? It doesn't take very long to put it in there. And this was the 2015 program guide. Was it's something that should never be repeated again. A whole bunch of description of shows. No days, no time, no programmer's name at all. So, okay, and this was $500 for 5,000 printings, and the manager, this should never happen again, board. So we need a good program, and then also, and we were asked a long time ago, you know, he said, well, we didn't have any Latino face on there. We got some whites and one black. Why can't we have a Latino face? And Teresa said, well, what if we had all black faces? Then how would you feel? So I said, well, Teresa, we all have black genes. So let's make sure that we have some Latino faces and black faces and white faces and be, you know, real peaceful.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair, I object. I object to a person putting words in my mouth during public comment.
Bill, we're back in general session, and you have a motion before the body?
I suggest you let the secretary read it, because I gave it to her.
Actually, I'll pass it to me, and I'll read it. I move to excuse Kevin White's absence for the November 9th Get Delegates meeting and the November 16th LSB meeting, and to so indicate in the minutes for those meetings. And this motion has been seconded. Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
State your point.
I want to be in the record that we have special rules and we need 2/3. To approve something that is not part of our Bible standing rules. I want to put the objection there, need to be
and let me, the special rule is that in order to obtain, it's that no LSB member or committee member shall be granted an excused absence if they have 3 or more absence in the immediately preceding 12 months. Is that what you're referring to?
That is one, but the second one is the bylaws.
And the bylaws say?
The bylaws say that the excused absence need to be granted at the meeting where the excuse occurred. If we want to go over that, we need at least 2/3 of the vote.
Okay. All right, so this will require a 2/3 vote.
Point of order, you know, we just did this for Cliff without doing that. He was excused without going through this process. So are we going to use the same rule or not?
We had a 2/3 vote. In the case of
friendly amendment? Okay. Would you excuse? I had an unexcused absence last year. Would you also move to excuse my absences?
Sure. Jerry, sure. You're out of order. That's not germane. Okay.
Point of order.
State your point.
The point of order is if the bylaws preclude giving an excused absence to a person for a meeting prior to the meeting that's going on, then you couldn't have suspended the rules to give a retroactive excused absence.
We had two-thirds.
It's interesting to me that this only comes up after the fact.
I'm going to allow the body.
Point of order.
Yes.
There was a two-thirds majority on 1116, which allowed that vote to go through.
You can't suspend the bylaws on the two-thirds.
Robert, you're out of order.
But 9-2 is more than two-thirds.
Thank you, Ms.
So, and we just approved the minutes. We didn't approve the absences.
Only because they were having a meeting.
Okay. Hank, why is your hand up? Are you point of order? What is it?
Well, everybody's been able to discuss things. I thought I might too, but I am referring to the special rules here for changing an agenda. For an agenda modification, as it's labeled here. Changes in the order of the agenda require a majority vote. An explanation to the body and a majority vote is required to add an item. So we can add his item. Two-thirds vote to remove an item. So we can add this item.
That is not at all germane to the motion. Bill.
Well, point of order, and I hate to do, I don't like have to go and waste all this time on those technicalities, but frankly, that meeting on November 16th was out of order. It's because it violated a policy that the PNB set several years ago. I don't have the date in front of me because I don't want to go into all this stuff, but it basically forbid committees of the LSB, which obviously includes the LSB, from scheduling meetings that overlap on the same day. And that's what our LSB did when they scheduled that meeting to overlap with the development meeting.
Where do you find that you cannot have?
It was it was a policy that the PNB voted on.
Do you have it
on
in writing?
No.
Oh, but I didn't know we were going to get into this now today. Sorry.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave this to the body.
I can find it, but not today.
I'm going to leave this question to the body. Does the body, by a show of hands, does the body believe that we should entertain the motion to excuse Kevin White's absences, am I correct, on November the 16th?
November 16th and November 9th.
The same rule for both people.
Okay. So, yes. All those in favor of entertaining the motion to excuse Kevin White's absences on November 9th and the 16th, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those opposed, please raise your hands. The motion fails. Okay? All right. So now we will take on the minutes of November the 9th. Okay, this was. Is this the correct? It's the bylaw amendment. Okay, November the 9th. Are there any further corrections to the minutes of November the 9th? Seeing none, these minutes will be filed for the record. Okay? All right. Yes.
Does this mean that Kevin is off the board?
I don't know what the status is in terms of the number of absences in consecutive meetings. Susan, do you have that information?
Well, he just handed it back.
Let me see.
I have a copy. Is it changed?
If we do, if it is determined that he has consecutive absences, it would mean that
Mr. Chair,
Rodriguez would be seated. Yes.
Mr. Chair, the secretary is explaining here.
We've approved 11-9 and we've approved 11-16. If we approve 11-30, that would be great.
Okay, do we have the minutes of November the 30th?
No.
Do you have them or does Deb?
I do.
Dueling secretary.
Yeah.
So we've approved 9 and 16.
Okay. This was a regular meeting of the LSB on November the 30th. Present, who are here tonight, are Mike Lewis. I'm talking about seated at the body. I'm not talking about in the audience. Adriana Casaneve, Don Cook, Bill Crozier, Anissa Ferrucci, Hank Lamb, Dwayne Lark, Jerry Lynch, Deb Shafto, and myself. We have 13 members present at roll call, and
17 members.
Okay. The purpose of the meeting was to populate the program council, and the agenda was approved by a vote of 14-2 with one abstention, which is not necessary in minutes, but we have it there anyhow. We approved the July 13th minutes. We discussed the program council. I'm just trying to come up with the highlights. We nominated 5 LSB members for the interim programming council: Dee Conkling, Deb Shafto, Adriana Casaneve, Don Cook, Jerry Lynch, and
somebody else take care.
I'm trying to find anything that was voted on that night.
We vote the minutes of July 13. We approve the minutes of July 13, 2016.
Okay. Does that have any bearing on the key issue tonight, which is Kevin White?
We went to executive session. Thank you.
Yeah, if there, does everyone have a copy of these?
No.
No.
Okay.
But they were emailed out twice.
Okay. Online.
Yeah, she emailed them.
Okay. So that the parliamentarian has reminded me that if there is something that is in error in these minutes, then they can be corrected at some subsequent time. It's not set. No. Okay, it would require a 2/3 vote. Okay, but basically we...
Why would it require a 2/3 vote?
Because you're amending something previously about...
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes on November 30, 2016.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. Does anyone have any corrections to the minutes of November the 30th?
Abstain.
Does anyone have any corrections to the minutes of November the 30th? Okay. One more time, just to be clear. Okay. Okay. Okay, we will. It's not always necessary to go to a vote, but because of the nature of this, and basically what you're voting on is whether or not Kevin White was
just ask if there's objections.
Okay, all those in favor of approving the minutes of November the 30th, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The ayes have it, and these minutes are adopted. Miami, you are...
We have
more minutes to approve?
Well, we have a matter before the minutes.
So many minutes.
Okay. No, we got it. She gave it to us in the last meeting. We didn't complain that
we have to proclaim.
Okay, let me first recognize.
Point of order.
State your point.
I think now that the minutes are of record, it's up to the chair to proclaim whether or not there's a vacancy and then seat the member, subject of course to appeal if anybody does that.
I got official announcement.
I am welcoming Jaime to the KPFT local station board. I think a lot of us had a chance to meet him at the workshop that we did.
Mr. Chair, can you say for the record exactly what you are doing right now?
I am acknowledging that this body has, by virtue of three consecutive absences, declaring that Kevin White is no longer a member of this body, and Jaime Rodriguez is the next in line and is thus now a member of this body. Welcome.
No,
actually, it's not on the agenda tonight, and we'll give them another opportunity. I would like to get through this agenda. How many more minutes do we have that are up for?
We have 12:07, but it's a executive session.
Yes.
What is the prerogative of the body for the December the?
We already received it in the last.
Okay,
may I see one? May I see a copy?
It's executive session that I cannot hear, but everybody
have
a copy.
This.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I think this is a request for information.
Please state your request.
I'm wondering if we can move on with our business and approve some minutes at the next meeting, so this whole meeting isn't approving minutes that I have to open there.
This particular set of minutes pertain to the status of an employee, and it's rather critical that we do this. I was going to say, is there any way we can
put on the agenda?
Approval of minutes.
Approval of the minutes?
Yeah. Okay. I was going to try to figure out a way that we could finesse this and not ask the members of the body to leave. I am the people who were. I can invite special guests to an executive session, and the people who were on this body, who are here, who were present at this meeting. I'm going to allow to remain, but those people.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
State your point.
The Robert's Rules of Order say the body can invite people, not the chair.
Okay. I will actually defer to the body.
Watch the staff, Ted.
Wait, hold on. Rhonda?
Okay.
That's separate.
I asked Ted, I wrote to him, why he invited Joseph, Venetia, Dwayne, and Wesley. And in doing so, he said so that they could speak to the veracity of the minutes. I suggested to Ted that the continuing members, such as Mike Lewis, Hank Lamb, Bill Crozier, Deb Shafto, Adriana, Susan, Susie, Don, Jerry, they can speak to the veracity of those minute meetings. They are continuing members. There's no need for representation. So I...
It's going to be up to the body. I'm just going to throw this to the body right now because I want to get this done.
So I think we should respect the continuing members.
Okay. Rhonda, you're now out of order. Listen.
Mr. Chair, I think there was a motion on the floor that I would like to second.
What
I think Casey moved to postpone consideration of the... We're talking about the December 7th meeting minutes?
Yes.
Because I'm afraid this is going to take the rest of the meeting. There are multiple issues with it. There's nothing we have to decide tonight about it. We're just gonna, and we have other items on the agenda we should try to get to. So I will second the motion to postpone consideration of those minutes till the next meeting.
Okay. There's a motion to postpone consideration of these minutes. Okay, this motion is debatable. Who is the maker of this motion?
I guess I was.
Okay. Okay, would you like to speak in favor of your motion?
I just know that we have a lot of work to do, and we've already approved 3 minutes and made a decision and a member change, and I think that's a lot of work on minutes tonight, and we could move forward and do some other work.
Is there a speaker against the motion of postponing? Adriana.
I understand.
Would you please stand and speak loud enough so that everybody can hear you? Really loud.
I understand perfectly the feeling, but it's what we are being accused permanently. We have the minutes, we postpone it. We never approve it. It's nothing. I mean, those are crucial minutes. All of you saw it before. And we are talking about what was approved by this body, had to do with employees. I believe that it's crucial for us to approve it because it's not that complicated. That is the feeling that I have because we only complain that we don't have it. And this was part of the discussion before in the December 14th. Oh, we don't have the minutes. We cannot make a decision. But we have the minutes now.
Hold on just a second. Hang. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask of everyone in the audience to leave because what we're debating is getting into the essence of this executive session minutes. If the body will allow former members to come down.
We need to vote on the motion.
Yes, but this is part of the executive session, so I'm asking the audience to leave, so because
I'm not going to discuss any of the content.
I'm not either.
It's getting close to explain why this should be voted on tonight gets into the content of it.
What I'm going to say, my objection doesn't have anything to do with the executive session. You don't need to go into executive session for me to explain my objections to or why I think the motion should be postponed. I mean, why the minutes. Should be postponed.
Okay, go ahead. Wait a second. Hank, you had your hand up. Do you want to let Bill speak, or do you...
I would like to say that it only tonight has the former majority decided, or members of the former majority decided to push the issue of minutes forward. In the past, they've let all these minutes stack up. We've taken care of 3 of them tonight. We should go on and take care of some of the more critical business. And the minutes, which can always be amended.
You are getting into the counter-argument is getting into the nature of why this should be addressed tonight. Bill, did you want to...
Okay. Well, let me try to summarize. I'm trying to save time without having to get into these details. But there were several problems with the December 7th meeting. About half the people there were, frankly, their terms had expired. The new people were not allowed... The new people whose terms... should have been able to begin on December 1st, were not allowed to participate. It was noticed, well, the previous meeting when our chair, Dwayne Lark, had asked Hank to post it.
Hold on just a moment. Folks, you're going to have to leave.
This is open session.
I'm sorry. The rebuttal to what you're talking about is going to get into the nature of these minutes. I'm asking the audience, the non-members of this body, including our treasurer, to leave. I'm sorry.
I'll be glad to leave, but if you read from the bylaws,
Wayne, state, we're going to get you back. Maybe.
You allow individuals who have information pertaining to that executive session as guests. You don't know what you're talking about.
The Robert's Rules of Order say the body decides.
You just say it.
I make a motion.
I got it right here.
We're going to get to that. Do not leave. Please, Dwayne, do not leave the building. We'll let you know momentarily.
I ain't got time for this. You obligated. I'm not. I'll let you have it.
Even though we were part of that executive session.
I'm going to try to get you back in here in a minute. Pat, I'm sorry.
I thought you were going going to vote on whether to do the meeting. I mean, y'all have gone into something else. The motion was, are you going to even discuss the minutes? You haven't even voted on that. You're kicking us out.
We can't discuss these executive sessions.
No, you can discuss whether you're going to do the minutes or not. And that's what the motion was. That one person said, we want to do the minutes, and another person said, no, let's not do the minutes. You haven't voted on that.
We're talking about the conference.
I mean, that was the motion. Am I misunderstanding it?
Yeah. Yes.
We haven't discussed the content at all.
No, you have. You weren't. No, the motion was, should we even do the minutes or do the rest of the agenda? That's what the motion was.
Actually, yes, to continue to pass this till later.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was correct. So I'm
waiting on all my statements.
She's right.
She is, yeah.
Okay. Pat, would you please leave?
You haven't voted on the motion yet, whether you're going to continue discussing the minutes and approval, or you're going... Now, I will be glad to leave if the motion fails and y'all decide...
In order for us to debate intelligently whether that motion will pass or fail, we have to get into the essence of these minutes.
No, you don't. All you have to do is decide if they want to do it or not.
Ted, my objections don't have anything to do with the executive session nature of the material.
The motion from this lady in the black was, I think you wanted to move on and not discuss any more minutes. And the motion from Adriana was, she said, no, I think that we ought to discuss the minutes. Y'all haven't voted on that yet.
On either one.
But we're going to discuss why we should or should not approve these minutes and the nature of what's in them.
No, that's not the motion on the floor.
The point of my motion was to speed up the meeting, not to prolong it. Right. So if I need to withdraw my motion I just want us to move forward. So can we vote on it?
If you will withdraw your motion.
I don't want to withdraw it. I'd rather just vote on my motion.
And I didn't get to finish explaining. And what I'm going to explain doesn't have anything, it doesn't require executive session.
You're not in charge of who goes in or out.
Let's vote on the motion. Can we come in? Let's vote on the motion.
People rebutting it are going to get into the nature of why these minutes are important.
May I finish what I was going to say?
Go ahead.
Okay. So there are several objections to the problems with the December 7th meeting. One was that many of the people there, their terms had expired because the terms expired at the end of November. The other and similarly, many of you
Mr. Chair, move a 10-minute recess.
Yes.
I second.
I third and fourth it.
If all we're going to do is argue, I call to adjourn.
That's
I mean, this is it's 9 o'clock already.
Well, we can anyway. Okay.
I make a motion that we allow someone else to chair the meeting for the rest of this meeting because this meeting has not gone well at all.
I withdraw my objection to going to executive session, but I still want to say what I was going to say.
Okay, so we are going into executive session. Okay, Pat?
Yes?
Alon, Teresa, I'm sorry, but you have to leave.
He didn't say he wants to.
I will defer to Ted's judgment on whether to go on executive session.
Okay, we need to vacate the room so that we can debate whether or not we are going to approve or not approve the minutes of December 7th.
May I finish what I was saying, though? please? Because it's relevant to whether or not we postpone consideration also. I mean,
the audience is not doing what they're instructed to do.
Did we vote on whether we're going to even move forward with this?
No.
Lisa, Pat, Dwayne.
You know, working for third week of the January meeting.
What time? Yeah, I'm going to take my watch and
Time is struck.
4 minutes to nine.
Folks, Paul and Jerry, I'm asking her to speak to everyone in the room.
Only the members should be here. And it's their business if they vote to be at the executive session. And it doesn't matter what their reason is. But, ma'am, I don't know you from anybody, but you're holding up the
whole... You know, I guarantee you, sir, you are stifling free speech. And you've only been in how many meetings? Three?
You can come back in a little while. But
yeah, I'll come back. I'll come back with friends. I guarantee you.
No, guys.
You got the drift?
Okay.
Everyone, please give Bill Crozier your undivided attention. You have 2 minutes.
Okay. My feeling is the whole meeting was illegitimate. I mean, one of the reasons is that there were people here who were not entitled to be on the board, and then the people who were entitled to be on the board, about half of you, were not allowed to participate. Also, the meeting was set that the previous meeting on November 7th, when Dwayne Lark asked Hank to post it.
Sir, the point of order should have been made at the time the meeting was in progress.
Right. Okay, if you'll let me finish, I will explain why that was impossible, though.
Right.
Because the meeting...
Are we debating my motion, though?
Yes, yes.
And so...
Hold on just a moment. What is your request for?
Bill Crozier referred to people in this room as being on the board on December 7th, new members. We are not seated until...
They should have been seated.
The bylaws say that the new members are seated at a meeting in December.
No, at the regular meeting in December.
May I finish? Okay.
We meet on the second Wednesday of the month. This was the first Wednesday.
The bylaws don't say the second Wednesday of the month.
No, but we, by practice, meet on the second Wednesday.
Well, I'll just say that there's a dispute
why do you think
over
they
that.
Scheduled it that
okay, way? May I finish also, please, Mr. Chair? And so the other problem is that the week before, November 30th, the chair asked Hank to post the meeting at 6 p.m.
Correct.
Okay, a bunch of us got there at 6 p.m.
And waited,
and after 45 minutes, when there was not quorum, we were trying to break quorum. We waited very patiently, I think longer than we should have. And it includes me and Hank and Teresa and Kevin and Don. anybody else? I forget. Maybe somebody else. We left. Don went back up there. The rest of us didn't. And then they another 15 minutes or went by. And the chief quorum, because apparently in the meeting there was another meeting posted later at 8 o'clock
that the body didn't.
That the only notice sent out to the members was for 6 o'clock because Dwayne Bradley sent out an email confirmation to us when the room was reserved, which was at 6 o'clock. So, how are we going to challenge the meeting? What happened at the meeting? As far as we're concerned, the meeting was over, and as our parliamentarian said, if you don't achieve quorum, you leave.
Fortunately,
there was no meeting. And so this is a meeting that really is not appropriate. It shouldn't be recorded as a meeting at all. On the December 7th, I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm going to go back and forth from those that are pro to con to pro.
I'm not even discussing it.
Adriana, yes.
I have in front of me, and it's a copy for everybody that is here. The automatic... We received from the Pacifica
foundation, from the ITs, I mean, this is an automatic thing that we receive before every meeting. You can read here that said, "Dear Adriana, and all of us will see, this is a reminder that the KPFT Local Extension Board is meeting tonight, Wednesday, December 7th, at 7 p.m. Central Time, at the location." All of us receive that. What Bill is referring to, when it's true that some of us were there at 6, but they were announced because she came later on, because the only thing that we received, the reminder, was this, not the 6. The explanation for that is because what Hank goes there, he put some strange name. It means we didn't, the ITs don't have members. When you post a meeting, goes to the members of that meeting. The one that you post there wasn't the KPFT Local Extension Board. That's why none of us received that, the reminder. We received this at 7. When Bill, Kevin, Hank Lamb,
that was before her.
They left the meeting. It was 10 minutes before 7. We have the recordings of that. Susan Radwan, Joseph David, and myself told them before they leave, why don't you wait? And I explained to them what happened. At 7, in 10 minutes, is this meeting started. They turned around and left because it was the same thing like we saw before. And we have the clips. We want to hear or not of that, but people don't want the quorum. And it's true, they left, and we need to wait until the quorum. That is
and
what
this is not my,
hold on just a second.
This is not my
state your point of order.
Rules prohibit you from ascribing motive to other people's actions and words in meetings.
Yeah.
That's true. And your point of order is not well taken. You can say anything on a specific meeting, and you can deny it.
No,
that
is true.
I ask you to speak with your parliamentarian. You're not supposed to ascribe motive.
He's correct.
It's on page 43.
Would it be appropriate for me to make a motion at this time?
And then I would like my hand to speak.
Okay, Adriana, are you done? Okay. Or can we have a record of everybody being notified about the meeting? Okay. Hank, your turn. Just a moment.
It's not correct, though.
You had... is anybody keeping time on the
11th? Yeah, but it's for everybody.
How much more time do you want?
I want to finish this saying that the importance of that meeting, and all of us know, is because, and the urgency of that meeting was because we received, and here is the total email that we received from the executive, the interim executive director, to prepare this. That's why we went to this executive session. And George and Deborah were here too, and we made this list, okay? That was the importance of this. We are talking about the interim executive director asking us for to make a list for an interim general manager. Because our general manager, you can say whatever, the motion is there. It's in writing there and it's an email. Okay? And we make that list and we really send quick. It like an interim general manager, executive director asset.
Okay, Hank.
Really good. Okay.
You have
first
2 minutes.
She got as long as she wanted.
Our rules say you have 2 minutes.
She got as long as she wanted. You be fair and even-handed, sir. Don't make me call you on this because you've done it many times.
Come on, get on the topic.
Okay, the topic is, in the first place, they did not ask us at all to select an IGM. The interim executive director asked us to get the job descriptions from her for all the station's GMs.
Correct.
And compile those. She didn't ask us to put together an IGM list anywhere in it. And secondly, I move to adjourn because we've wasted 2 hours and all we've done is pass 3 sets of minutes. We've done no work, and we haven't done any work for 2 freaking years. Excuse me.
I'm going back and forth.
Point of order. Let me know when it's appropriate for me to make a motion, please.
People aren't talking to my motion. People are debating the minutes.
Would you please reiterate what your motion is?
My motion was we should postpone the rest of the minutes so that we can move on to our business.
Yeah.
And I know we're moving into the debating the minutes instead of debating my motion.
Request for information.
I move to adjourn. I was recognized when I made the motion.
You were motion for one thing.
Request for information.
State your request.
I'm confused. It would appear to me that everything in here that could possibly be against one side or the other's views has already happened. So can somebody tell me why it matters that we pick you in these minutes?
It's supposed to be debating the motion.
Okay. So the question is...
I can't, without that answer, question being answered, I can't know how to vote.
Okay.
Wow.
Jerry.
First of all, I'd like to say that I absolutely agree with Robert Marks.
Would you put that in writing and give it to me?
As an aside, it's time to let that old faction just go away. So it doesn't make any difference. You're fighting over a non-existent issue. But secondly, in terms of that meeting, the 6 o'clock versus 7, I myself was personally fooled by the 7 and showed up at 7. However, I don't want to describe any motives, but the people that are complaining so bitterly about they couldn't wait around were still all out in the parking lot for probably till 7:30.
No.
You all were out there. I saw you.
No, actually, we're in the room until 7:45.
The dialogue is
totally irrelevant.
Hey, you're all out of order.
Sorry.
Okay. Is there someone who wants to speak in favor of the motion? Robert.
Can I get an answer to my question? Does anybody know why this isn't a moot point?
Ask him.
You're right, it's moot.
If it's moot, don't raise
it. Moot. Let's approve the minutes and go on.
Well, they're wrong. Don't approve them because they're wrong.
They haven't been recognized.
You've got two opportunities to speak on this on this issue, and this will be your second.
Mr. Chair, no, what I'm saying is Robert Marx made already a substitute motion. Is that what I heard?
I didn't make a motion. I just was saying, somebody tell me why this isn't moot. Well, I mean, the underlying fight here is keep Dwayne Bradley or get rid of Dwayne Bradley. That's done.
As Bill and Hayes,
why
don't hold on, hold
come
on.
Come on, Casey, please.
I am, if you'll just.
I made a motion to adjourn. Because of all the wasted time.
Casey.
I moved to suspend the rules and close the debate because it's not on my motion anyway, and vote on my motion.
Yes.
Second.
Okay. Third. Okay, we will. The motion has been made and seconded to close debate on whether we are going to postpone consideration of these minutes. All those in favor of December 7th.
Any further minutes?
Mine was any further minutes. All the rest of the minutes.
Well, this is the last one.
No, there's the six. There's
one.
There's
one friendly amendment.
There's October.
Not order.
No. I'm going to separate this motion and only at this
the
time.
The motion is
to
close debate.
Okay.
Okay. We're closing debate on whether or not we are going to consider this set of minutes only. I don't think there's any argument about the rest of them. This is the critical one. So those of you who want to postpone consideration of the December 7th minutes.
Point of information, that's not what Casey said.
That's not what she said.
She wants to suspend all of the meeting minutes until another meeting so we can get to some business.
I'm dividing this question.
You cannot do that.
That's her motion.
Stop it.
I think a division requires a motion.
Haven't we approved some of the November meeting?
We're only talking about December on.
December 7th. The motion on the floor is to close the debate on the pending motion.
She stated all, she said December 7th and everything, every pending. Didn't she say so?
Yes.
Okay.
First
of all, y'all need to all.
I'm going to put this to a vote. Venetia.
The motion pending.
Okay, I'm going to put this to a vote. How many. What I would like to do is to divide this question.
You can't make a motion, Ted.
That was already two on
and he can't divide it.
It's a motion to divide, and he can't make a motion to do that.
Well, that's the motion.
And how can he, how can anybody make a motion to divide? Mayor can't. A motion that's got one issue on it.
The motion to close debate is not debatable. You can't do any amendments to it.